A great result, backs to the wall job in the second half, and a replay on Monday night.
Yeah, Jeremy, the great result. Look, that's probably the best result we've got all year, you know, including some great results at home and away. But look, it counts for nothing on the basis that it's not a league game. It's a cup game. We have to go and play an excellent side, albeit at home, on Monday night again. And, you know, yeah, it's great. It's a great feeling at the moment. But if we get beaten at home on Monday night, you know, it counts for nothing.
Yeah. Difficult assignment tonight, Ollie, and it was made all the more difficult with Damien McNulty sending off on 19 minutes. How did you see that one?
Look, the sending off changed the game. At that stage, it was quite an open game. There was a decent bit of football from both sides. They were slightly on top, but once the sending off happened, we had to send in. You know, it wasn't a great spectacle for the crowd there. But, yeah, you know, the referee interpreted that he'd 2 feet up. I think my complaint was the consistency that Stephen Rice and Bennett tackled, quite similar in the middle of the field, that didn't warrant the red card. But, look, that's life, and that's the way things go sometimes.
Yeah, because it wasn't an overly physical game, but yet and all, there were quite a number of bookings, and I think we lost count of the number of yellow cards towards the end.
Yeah, I think Kieran Collins, one at the end that I suppose he got involved with, was for time wasting. I don't know how quicker he could get to the ball to take it. These all add up, and unfortunately Damien McNulty is going to be out for a couple of games. Now Raymond Foy has picked up 5 bookings, and this is what maybe we paid a price for last year. But it's hard to get the passion and effort and then cap it at that and not maybe slip up like we did tonight with a red card.
Yeah, and you wear your heart in your sleeve too, Ollie. I mean, that was pretty evident at the end as well. I know you were disappointed to be sent to the stands.
Look, I was sent to the stand last year, and I put my hand up and said that, yep, what I said wasn't correct. I showed my passion by throwing my hands behind my head. I didn't say one word. So unless the referee has heard something that I don't hear, I've no problem with that now. Yes, I put my hand up and say last year, absolutely. You know, but today, absolutely not. You know, I don't know, do they want robots out there? I don't know what they quite want. But I don't want to be too critical of the officials. We've had bad days too, and I've had bad days. So I don't want to just criticise people when they have a bad day.
Well, back to the action on the pitch. Good team performance, a hard working display, Ollie. And Kieran Gallagher, I think he was named man of the match at the end. He made a couple of brilliant saves towards the finish.
Yeah, come here. Kieran kept us in it. But as I said to you earlier on, that result comes for nothing if we get turned over against Longford at home. And, you know, as you know, they're a formidable side there. Like, and, you know, for us to get anything anywhere, be it here or be it at home on Monday night, would be extremely difficult.
Right. And finally, a number of changes tonight. Mentioned for Paddy Mealy, first game of the season. He did well in there because, I mean, Harps were under the cosh at times in the second half.
Yeah. Paddy's positive, huge positive though tonight is to get Paddy, whatever, 85 minutes we got him. It probably suited Paddy on the basis that we had to sit in, and they played ball, relentless stuff in, and, you know, that suits Paddy down to the nines, if you like. But he was excellent, yeah. Look, you know, your first game back after being out for 6 months, you're always going to have a bit of adrenaline. But no, we're expecting him to do it again on Monday night in, what, 72 hours' time, which is going to be more of a difficult for him on the basis that that's his first game since we played Longford Town last October.
Yeah, well, listen, bank holiday Monday, hopefully a big crowd. You never know, all it could be a cup upset at home.
Maybe, you know, I still think, you know, that they're an extremely good side, you know, and, you know, we probably, anyone watching that game today kind of are probably still wondering how we held out with 10 men. So it's going to be very difficult at home. Now the expectation, there might be a little bit on us, but nothing has changed. This will have a very experienced and talented panel. But look, we've one or two lads there that I think step up to the mark tonight too, Jeremy, you know.